American Gods by Neil Gaiman. Shadow had done 3 years in prison. He was big enough and looked don't fuck with me enough that his biggest problem was killing time. So he kept himself in shape and taught himself coin tricks and thought a lot about how much he loved his wife. The best thing, in Shadow's opinion, perhaps the only good thing, about being in prison was a feeling of relief. The feeling that he'd plunge as low as he could plunge, and he'd hit bottom. He didn't worry that the man was going to get him, because the man had got him. He was no longer scared of what tomorrow might bring, because yesterday had brought it. On Writing by Stephen King. My earliest memory is of imagining I was someone else, imagining that I was, in fact, the Ringling Brothers Circus Strong Boy. This was at my Aunt Ethelyn and Uncle Oren's house in Durham, Maine. My aunt remembers this quite clearly, and says I was 2½, or maybe 3 years old. I had found a cement cinder block in a corner of the garage and had managed to pick it up. I carried it slowly across the garage's smooth cement floor, except in my mind, I was dressed in an animal skin singlet, probably a leopard skin, and carrying the cinder block across the center ring. The Festival, from H.P. Lovecraft's The Necronomicon. Pointing to a chair, table, and pile of books, the old man now left the room. And when I sat down to read, I saw the books were hoary and moldy, and that they included old Morister's Wild Marvels of Science, the terrible Sadducismus Triumphatus of Joseph Glanville, published in 1681, the shocking De Mona Latreia of Remusius, printed in 1595 at Lyons, and worst of all, the unmentionable Necronomicon of the mad Arab Abdul al-Hazred in Olaus Wormius, Forbidden Latin Translation, a book which I had never seen, but of which I've heard monstrous things whispered.